everyone. Welcome back to the Pathways to Happiness podcast. My name is Nina Lavon, and today we are going to be talking about the power of optimism and how to shift to a more positive mindset for 2021. And I know that may seem impossible for some of you out there, but I think I can make a good case for not only why it's important, but how to actually achieve this. And I'm excited about the topic because I think it is just so time for this, that we are just so ready to move forward after being on hold or feeling like we've been actually going backwards for so long. So I want to jump into the topic right away, but I want to quickly thank you all for being such an incredible audience this year and for all the amazing questions you send in. They totally inspire me, and I am just so grateful for this community that we've created. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast as well as the Nina Lavon YouTube channel. I have a lot of things planned for the coming weeks, and I definitely want you to be a part of it. So that being said, let's get right into today's episode. I was thinking about where I was at a year ago and how much I was looking forward to 2020. I loved everything about the idea of the year. I love fresh beginnings, and I just loved how the number itself looked. 2020, it just seemed so exciting to see that duplicate number, and I knew that I wouldn't see it again until 3030, which is pretty unlikely that I'm going to make it there. So it just seemed like there was something magical and special about the year itself. And then when the year came, there were just a lot of surprises. We started hearing about this virus, and even though some people were concerned, I don't think that we could have ever imagined everything that we would all go through this year, with businesses closing and people getting sick and schools going online. In fact, I think if I had a crystal ball exactly a year ago, I simply would have thought it was broken. This year has been just absolutely surreal. And because so many things came as a surprise, I think a lot of us were just caught off guard. We were unprepared because this all seems inconceivable, really. And although it seemed like most of us had the mental energy to get through all the things that we had to get through initially, I think many of us just became exhausted. It was just all consuming. We just began wishing things could be back to normal. We missed our comforts and seeing the people that we love. We missed the flow of life. And so many of the things that we took for granted, all of a sudden we started to really miss them and realize how valuable they actually are. And for many of us, we just started getting despondent and low-spirited. The optimism that we once had just seemed to magically disappear. And it is understandable. We felt discouraged, and many of us just felt numb after a while. And let's face it, it is not fun to feel that way. It's hard to pull yourself up sometimes when you feel like you have been down for so long. Like every single time you turn on the news, you're going to find something that makes you even more upset or makes everything seem that much more overwhelming. But we've been living like this for months now, and something's got to change if we want to have a better experience. Now, there is no way for us to know what lies ahead in the new year. This is true, but today I want to not only make the case for optimism, but I want to really stress the fact that our happiness does not have to be defined by everything that is going on in the outside world. And before I go any further, I also want to say that I am in no way diminishing all the suffering and the hardship that so many of us have gone through this year. It really has been unreal. But it is time to take our power back. It's time to adjust our own mindset, because if we don't, we are just going to continuously focus on all the doom and the gloom, and it's going to feel nearly impossible to enjoy life or to have positive experiences. And it's time for us to start having enjoyment and fulfillment in our life again. We cannot put our happiness on hold any longer. And the good news is we really do not have to. Because when we can change our focus, when we can change our thought processes and our perception, we can become more optimistic. And life doesn't have to be perfect for us to be happy, not at all. We can acknowledge all that's going on around us and simply not let our life be defined by it. I think a lot of the reason this year was so hard for so many people is that we all kind of had shifted into zombie mode before any of this actually happened. We had our routines, our schedules, and our rituals. We got used to kind of mentally checking out and still being able to go about our day or to get through our life. And sometimes we were so far in our comfort zones and our autopilot modes that even on days that were not the best, we could get through them with very little effort a lot of times. Even if our jobs or our lives were stressful, usually we were kind of conditioned and it was normal for us. So we were able to just somehow push through it. And then everything stopped. Everything was different. All the regular aspects of our life got shifted significantly or disappeared. We all had to kind of wake up and reorganize and find ways to cope with all these sudden changes. And some of them were just huge, life-changing and career-altering situations. And there is nothing to take lightly here. There's just big dramatic changes that required lots of mental effort and reconfiguring. And it came really abruptly, too. Most people were told they had like a 2-week break. And for some people, it was like a little breather at first. It didn't seem upsetting unless, of course, you had a business and you were trying to figure out how you were going to survive for this kind of unprecedented 2-week break that you were going to have. But I think we were all just kind of only mentally prepared for those 2 weeks. And then the spiral started when we started to understand that we were in for changes that were going to be here for a long time. And when you've been spending the last 10 years or more on autopilot, that's pretty overwhelming. Even if in your case it meant you got to stay home and work in your pajamas, it really was still a switch. It was an unexpected change that pulled you out of your rituals. So even if it didn't seem that dramatic, you probably weren't entirely at ease. And again, for many people, it wasn't just small changes. It was having the kids home now for 24 hours a day and trying to work online and not having any time alone or having the comforts that you rely on. And I think that is why it seems so draining. And of course, it is still continuing. And even if we have adjusted, we have this feeling like we are waiting for the other shoe to drop, or that there is just an air of uncertainty that is constantly surrounding us. So please know that you aren't alone if you feel this way. If you are exhausted, if you are discouraged and uninspired, totally normal. It's okay to feel whatever it is you are feeling right now because this year has been hard. So validate your feelings and give yourself a pat on the back for getting through all that you have gotten through. It's been a lot. But even so, it is time for a shift. It's time to pull ourselves out of the hole and start really living again. And no, maybe we aren't going to be able to magically hop into our old lives or our old schedules in 2021. But do you know what? That is totally fine because we don't need that to happen for us to be optimistic or to have a happy day or a happy life. So, How then can we make this a reality? How can we learn to shift our mindset? Well, firstly, we have to understand that for most people, not all, but a lot, we tend to assume the worst and focus on the negative aspects of life. That's just kind of human nature, especially in our society today. And when there actually are a lot of negative things happening, it can just kind of pull us down even more in that direction. But if you don't identify with that mindset at all, you are likely already an optimist, and that is fantastic. Studies tell us that about 25% of optimism is genetic, so some people are just more naturally that way than others. And as far as happiness goes, research has shown us that it is up to 50% genetic. So same goes there. But look at all the wiggle room we still have to increase our happiness and our optimism. And there are two huge insights that were made after over 25 years of research by one of my favorite people, Dr. Martin Seligman, who is considered the father of positive psychology, which is my absolute favorite branch of psychology. Because it focuses on the behaviors and the character strengths that really allow people to build a meaningful and purposeful life. And in Dr. Seligman's research, he concluded that number one, optimism is directly linked with life fulfillment and success. And number two, optimism can be learned. So even if you are feeling completely pessimistic right now, which is likely the case after this year and completely understandable, there is still something that can be effectively done, and this can be changed if you desire to do so. And of course, I hope that you do. So, what can we do to become more optimistic in 2021? I think the first thing that we can do is to kind of figure out all the positives and the lessons that we learned from 2020. And I know you might be thinking, oh, there's really none, but there is some if we really look for it. We can see that we have learned to evolve. We have seen how strong we are as people. And in everyone's specific circumstance, there are positives. Maybe you got more time with family. Maybe you learned that you could live on a smaller budget or, whatever it is. But you want to look for those positives and you want to look for those lessons. And at the end of the day, we want to focus on gratitude. We want to be, really aware of the things in our life that we still do have and actively feel grateful for them. Because if there's anything that we have learned when things have been taken away from us, is that we have many, many wonderful positive things in our life that we should be grateful for that we probably have been taking for granted for a long time. So we want to kind of break that habit and think about the things that we really are grateful for. And we can get a gratitude journal, or we could just get into the practice of every day when we are falling asleep, think about three specific things from that day that you were grateful for, that you are thankful that happened, even if they are unusual, even if these aren't things that you normally would have been thankful for. You can be thankful for your response. Again, you can be thankful for what you have learned, but we want to think about the positives and we want to focus on gratitude. Another thing that we can do is to try to start looking through a positive filter. Now, I am not talking about toxic positivity. I'm not talking about ignoring our feelings or trying to repress negative things that have happened. I'm not talking about that at all. I am talking about changing our perspective. We have to learn to look at situations in new ways and from new angles. We habitually have the same thought patterns and the same way of looking at things, so nothing changes in our life. But nothing is black and white in life, nothing. So there are always new ways that we can learn to see situations. And however we choose to look at them, what perspective that we decide to take, that is what ends up determining how optimistic we are. Another thing that I strongly suggest is to take note of the people in your life and the company that you keep. So, if you are surrounding yourself with lots of people that are focusing on the negative, that are bringing you down all the time, guess what? Of course you're going to feel negative. Of course you're going to feel pessimistic because you are surrounding yourself with this negativity all the time. So we have to be very mindful about that. And I know that a lot of the people that are in our life are people that we want in our life. We don't want to push out our family members in most circumstances, but we want to make sure the optional people in our life are people that uplift us, that are also trying to be optimistic, and that we are all kind of climbing up this ladder together. Because if we are around people that are constantly pulling us down, it really reduces the chances of us being able to rise above these situations. So we want to be careful about who we are spending our time with and what we are spending our mental energy on. Now, if it's the case that the people in our life that we do love, our own family members, are very negative people, we have a few options there as well. We can be honest with them and tell them that, you know, we're really trying to be more positive, and if they kind of want to come on this journey with us, or, you know, we can kind of learn to block out the negativity and not let it bother us as much. Or if we need to, you know, spend a little bit less time with them if they are so overwhelmingly negative. But most importantly, we just want to be aware of the people that are surrounding us and make sure they are helping us head in the right direction. Another thing that we can do is to really turn off the news, or to reduce the amount of time that we are watching the news. It is extremely difficult to practice optimism and to be positive when we are constantly looking at and hearing about everything that is wrong with the world. The news can be very oppressive. It can be very upsetting. And just, you know, even turning on the news for a couple minutes can make us feel very pessimistic about the direction that the world is heading, because they are intentionally feeding us negative news all the time, because that is profitable and that's what keeps us watching longer. It's all about fear and sadness and, you know, pulling on our heartstrings. So we have to be aware of that and really limit our time that we are spending watching the news, so we can grab those headlines, we can stay informed, but we don't have to have the television on 24 hours a day. Same with social media. Same thing. It can be also something that really pulls us in the wrong direction as well. Be aware of how social media is making you feel. If it is something that is actually positive for you, that is one thing. But for a lot of people, there are a lot of negatives associated with that as well. And we get those negative news stories in our news feed in social media as well. So that is something that we have to be careful about. So again, we want to get the facts, but we don't want to watch, you know, media channels or watch news programs that really only tend to focus on negative factors. Something else that has been really helpful for me personally is the practice of writing in a journal every single day. And I tend to do this in the morning and at night, but you don't have to do that. You can pick one or the other. But that's really where we can kind of organize our thoughts and also get our feelings out. It's easy to feel pessimistic when there is all, you know, these situations, there are all these situations happening in the world, and we're just kind of bottling them in. So if we can get in the practice of kind of writing out what we're thinking about, what our concerns are, what our feelings are, a lot of times it can lead to insights, so that's great, but it can also help us to, you know, express ourselves and get these emotions out on the page, which makes it easier to, you know, clarify how we're feeling and to move past these negative emotions. Also, like we talked about before with the gratitude, we can write down the things that we are thankful for and positive experiences as well. But overall, I think most people need a tool for self-expression, and having a journal is something that has really changed my life, and that is something that can definitely help shift us towards optimism as well. The next thing I have is something that is a little bit of a bigger concept, but is also extremely helpful, and that is to start to acknowledge what you can and can't control. So a lot of times we're pessimistic and we're feeling very negative because we are focusing on things that are just out of our hands that we can't control. And there is no amount of worry that is going to fix that problem. There's no amount of rumination that is going to solve something that is simply not in our hands. So we need to learn to really separate the things that we have control over and put our time and energy into those factors, and to, yes, acknowledge the other things, but we can't focus on them because there's really nothing that we can do about them. We can learn to shift our perspective. We can learn how differently that we could think about these situations. But if we can't change them, they really don't deserve our mental energy or our focus, because what can we do? So if we can shift that energy into thinking about aspects of the situation that we could control, that we could, you know, change again our perspective on, or if there's something that we can actually do to fix that problem, that's going to make us feel a lot better, because a lot of times we just feel so powerless. But if we can sit down and brainstorm, you know, situations that we could potentially do something about, steps that we could take to make active changes or to make things a little bit better or to make life a little bit easier or to help us adjust to the situation. Even if we make one small change, it feels like progress because we are controlling some aspect of that situation. Yes, maybe we can't control the virus, but there's something about this that we can control. We can control factors that are more specific and individualized to us, and that's where we want to spend our mental energy. Something else that can really make us feel more optimistic is getting into the practice of setting specific goals. Now, we know from research that when we are setting goals and, you know, working towards goals, even before we have achieved the goal, just that journey to, you know, work towards making progress in our life tends to make us feel happier, more inspired, gets us excited about life and about possibilities. When we are not setting goals, a lot of times we just feel like we are stagnant, we are stuck, we're not going anywhere. And when we are feeling discouraged like this, it makes it hard to even think about goals and to think about possibilities, but they are always there. So if we could sit down and, you know, brainstorm what goals we want to achieve for the future, both long-term and short-term, we can start to get excited about life again and to start to create a new path for ourselves. Because a lot of times the discouragement comes when we had a goal and then it got stopped. And for a lot of people, that's what happened this year. They had a career or they had a plan and it really got tossed out the window. And we've spent all this time just being upset about that. But we can motivate ourselves by setting new goals and even just making tiny steps. Just the smallest amount of progress, again, really energizes us. So we want to make sure when we are setting these goals and working towards these goals that we are actively recording our progress. We don't just want to have these arbitrary goals that we can't measure. We want to have measurable goals, so very specific goals, and again, record our progress. So we stay focused, we stay the course for reaching these goals. And this helps us to think about what we want to accomplish instead of what could go wrong or what if this or that happens, which is kind of the mindset that we've all kind of shifted into. So it also helps us to be productive, and that is a wonderful way to feel. When we have realistic expectations, it's much easier to feel positive and optimistic because we've kind of already set ourselves up for success. We know this is something that we can actually do, so all we have to do now is to do it. So think about what goals you have for 2021 and put them down on paper. You want to not only put them down on paper, but think about the different steps that it's going to take and make sure again that they are measurable. These are things that you can cross off a list. So very, very specific, and set a date to start. Is it going to be on January 1st or is it going to be tomorrow? But give yourself a very specific action plan and you're going to find that it definitely breeds optimism. And again, it just gets you inspired again. We got to get ourselves out of this rut. We also need to stop expecting our life to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect in 2021 or ever, and that is fine. Perfection does not equal happiness, and there's no such thing as perfection. What is a perfect life? It doesn't exist. Life can be beautiful even when it is far from perfect. So we want to get into the habit of finding, again, the positive aspects of these difficult situations that we are in and be okay with outcomes being different than what we anticipated. Just because something is different doesn't necessarily mean that it is worse. I know when we feel like life is going differently than what we had in our kind of blueprint, we tend to associate that with being a worse outcome than what we had wanted. But a lot of times when we can really think about it and focus on it and kind of dissect it, we can see that it maybe opened some new doors and there were positives that were associated with it that were maybe things we hadn't even considered before. So again, be open to different avenues, be open to different possibilities, and just make sure that you are not limiting yourself to only outcomes that you had pre-planned. Sometimes, believe it or not, as backwards as it may seem, life really does know what it's doing. The universe really does have our back. So we need to, again, just be open to that possibility and just remember that nothing is going to be perfect, but also nothing lasts forever. Nothing is permanent. Bad things do happen sometimes, but we can move on and situations can change. So we want to remember that we have gotten through every single thing that has ever been presented to us in our life before. There's no reason that that is not going to be the case this time. We will get through this. Maybe we don't like what is happening right now. Maybe, you know, no matter how much we change our mindset, we are still unhappy with what is going on. And that is okay because we can know that no matter what, we are going to push forward at some point. We are going to work through this somehow. We are strong. We are capable. We are resilient. And just like we've gotten through everything else, we will find a way to get through this situation as well. And the more optimistic that we can be, the more we can really be strong in our conviction that that is the case, the easier that this process becomes. Another thing that we have to remember is that we need to be in the present moment. We need to practice mindfulness. And I know I say this so often, but the fact of the matter is I can talk about it and we can discuss it. But until we actually put this into practice, it's not going to improve our life. So most people are just so focused on the past and so focused on the future. We are ruminating over everything that bad that happened to us, and we are thinking about all the regrets that we have or wishing life could be a certain way like it was in the past. But until we can bring our focus into the present moment, we're always going to be suffering because that's where suffering is. It's in the past. It's in thinking about the past or in worrying about the future. And the fact of the matter is, regarding that, is that we're not in the future yet. We have no idea what is going to happen. So it does not help us to visualize all these negative scenarios that may or may not happen. I know a lot of times we think that if we envision the worst case scenario, it's going to somehow mentally prepare ourselves. But more often than not, we're just terrifying ourselves. And the reality is that We never visualize things perfectly. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how things are going to play out. So really, it is not only a waste of time to do this, but it is something that causes just so much suffering, and we are doing it to ourselves. Just what if this? What if this? What if this? And we can be so creative. We think of these terrible things, and I'm certainly guilty of doing this as well. So we just want to remind ourselves when we notice that we are doing this to pull ourselves back into the present moment. And if mindfulness is something that you are still struggling with, I'm going to direct you to the YouTube channel. And if you're watching this podcast through YouTube, I'm going to go ahead and link it in the description box below. And if you are listening to the podcast on a different platform, that's okay. Just go to the Nina Levon YouTube channel and look up mindfulness, and you will certainly find it. But that is a life skill that will help you for the rest of your life. It is one of the most valuable life skills that you can possibly learn, and it is one that reduces suffering and anxiety to such a strong degree. So that is something that we can focus on as well. Another thing that we want to do is to make sure that we are connecting with others. We need to be able to vent. We need to share situations and talk it all out. And I know that in this situation, we feel so limited. There's only so many Zoom calls you feel like you can have, but we have to find some way to reach out to other people, because connection is so important to happiness. So, so important. So find a way, whether it be by phone, by text, by Zoom, or in a safe situation where you could be with other people. But let's not forget how important connection really is. They talk about, you know, social distancing. It shouldn't be called social distancing. It should be called physical distancing, because we definitely still need to be social. It is a basic human need, and it's going to make us feel much happier and much more optimistic if we can have these connections restored. So that's something to focus on as well. And remember that you can also reach out to a therapist. Sometimes these feelings just get to be so much, and it's something that we feel like we can't handle on our own. And, you know, don't think you are a lesser person. If that is the case, you are a person that is simply taking control of their lives and doing what is necessary to make you feel better and to heal. So a licensed mental health therapist can certainly help with that. Or again, you can reach out to friends and family, but make sure that you are keeping those connections and that you are being social in some way. Another thing that we can do is to smile more and to make fun an actual priority. So this is something that is really important to me. Believe it or not, I'm a very silly person. I love to laugh. It is a huge part of my life. And when I get too serious, I know that I need laughter. It's like therapy for me. So we can, you know, watch funny movies, or we can call the people that do make us laugh, or we can laugh about the actual situation that we are in. There are so many things that are going on that sometimes we just need to kind of make fun of them. We need to laugh about them because we feel like it's all that we can do. And sometimes it just makes us feel so much better. But having fun, smiling, laughing, these things are also basic human needs. And just because there are serious situations in the world does not mean that we have to shut off that side of us. It's still an important side of us, and we're going to have a happier life if we are including these things in it. So just think about your life and think about if you really have been including these elements. And if not, brainstorm ideas. Think of ways that you can start including fun and laughter back into your life again, because it is more important than we realize. And in general, we need to get back into the habit of scheduling enjoyable things in our life altogether. So I know a lot of things just kind of got pulled away from us really, really fast. Maybe some of your hobbies or the normal things that you used to do. And maybe some of the substitutes just aren't working for you. Maybe, you know, you used to go to the gym and now, you know, it has to be online and it's not really doing things for you. Well, switch it up. Go running. Try something else. Think of new activities. What can you do? You still need to have things to look forward to in your life. That is something that is important, or we're just going to feel like our life is just this unending routine, especially if we feel like we are just kind of trapped in our house all the time. So what can you do? Figure out what you can do, what you want to do, and actually schedule those things. Make them happen. Because when we have these things that we can look forward to, even when we have, you know, negative aspects in our life, we can kind of get through them because we know that that good part, that good thing that we like is coming up. So make sure that you are still including things in your life and switch things around. We don't want to be in a comfort zone all the time. If you feel like you've just been kind of hiding in your comfort nest for the last 10 months, it is time to get out. We got to switch things up. We're never going to feel happy and energized if, again, we are just having a life that is on repeat, and especially if that life is really not that exciting to begin with. If we have just confined ourselves to watching Netflix all day, definitely time to make changes. So that's something that we can easily do. We just need to think about what we want to do and make them happen this year. And lastly, please, please, please take care of yourself. This has been, you know, just an incredibly stressful year for most people. And the last thing that we want to do is ignore our self-care, because we tend to get a negative mindset when we aren't taking care of ourselves, when we are not getting enough sleep, when we are not exercising or eating well, or, you know, having enough time alone. We need to think about all the elements of self-care and make sure that we are really making them a priority in our life. These are things that we can actively work on, and these are things that we can actively change. So we are in complete control over how much care we are taking of ourselves. And so that is something that can shift us dramatically. If you've been really slacking in this area, that is something that you can do right now, and you will feel so much better. And think about if you do this on a regular basis. If on a regular basis you get enough sleep, if on a regular basis you have a healthy diet, or if you spend enough time outdoors or with your pet or with a loved one or whatever it is. But these are the things that we have to make sure that we are actually including. So what I want you to do is think about all the things that you want to be included in your life in 2021 and figure out different strategies for making that happen. And if it is, you know, huge changes that you are making, think about maybe some incremental steps. Think about, you know, some small things that you can do as you work on making these big habit changes in your life. Because again, you have this schedule, and then we had all these crazy things happen, and now probably you're just kind of left with however you got through, however you found to survive during this time. And likely it's not that organized, or it's not ideal. And there is much more that we could be doing to make our life more enjoyable, which will make us feel more optimistic. So I truly hope that these strategies are helpful for you. Please let me know what you'll be working on and what changes that you plan to make in the new year. I always look forward to hearing your responses. And I thank you as always for spending time with me today. It's an absolute pleasure for me, and I look forward to the next time. Have a great day, guys. Take care.